الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, it is a time in the year where students prepare for their final examination. It is also a time where many parents weigh the options with regard to the educational future of their children for the coming year. Therefore, I felt it fit today to speak on education and educational systems and structure. Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi Maddazilluhu Al-Alim, one of the greatest living scholars today, has written in one of his books that every educational system possesses a distinctive spirit and character which is reflective of its ideals, values, and attitude towards life. Now, this imparts a distinctive character on that entire educational structure, which transcends even the contents of that education. It transcends literature, it transcends science, math, etc. Every educational system possesses a particular value system, and this imparts a particular character on that particular educational system. This is a natural process, and like all natural process, must take its course. No amount of wishful thinking or no amount of pricking of the conscience or no amount of adopting piecemeal or apparent reforms would halt that particular process to carry on forward. Its process could be perhaps slowed down, but it cannot be brought to a complete halt. In a similar manner, the Western system of education, or should we say, the secular system of education, in a similar manner, has a distinctive temperament. It has a particular value system which is reflective of the ideals, values of its architects, of its founding principles, of the people who have set up that particular system. Similar, the Western system of education has a distinctive temperament which is reflective of the ideas and values of its founders. Now, when this particular system of education, or in this more important than the system, also this value system which accompanies this educational system, is brought into the life of any Muslim society or any Muslim individual, it would bring about certain changes. And those changes, more often than not, would be negative, would be harmful, detrimental rather than positive. Because the secular system and the Islamic system have opposed views on life. They are based on opposed views and perceptions of life. So it is impossible for that system, that value system, to come into an individual without it having its consequences, bringing in anti-Islamic influences in a community, in a society, in an individual. After this very brief prelude, let me go on to give you a brief contrast with regard to a secular system of education, the aims and objectives of a secular system of education, and the aims and objectives of an Islamic value system, and an Islamic educational system. The first thing is that the secular system of education is based on the freedom of the individual. The individual is supreme. It is repeatedly told to you that he is sovereign. He has the right to do as he pleases. Because of this freedom, because of this he being the sovereign and supreme, it brings about in its wake a whole host of freedoms. Freedom of association, freedom of speech, freedom to do as he deems fit, to enact laws which he feels are expedient. If he feels that he wants to be a gay or a lesbian, he is free to do so, and that secular system of education would not prevent, but would rather encourage him to follow his particular freedom. This is something that each and everyone who goes to the system of education would have to agree. However, opposed to that, contrast to that, let us look at the Islamic system of education. The Islamic system of education never teaches that you are free to do whatever you want. It is based on khilafat. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٍ. Remember the time when Allah Ta'ala told the Malaika, we are going to create human beings as Allah's vicegerents, as Allah Ta'ala's trustees on the earth. A trustee, not what is commonly understood today, that a trustee can do whatever he wants. A trustee cannot do whatever he wants. A trustee has to regulate his affairs in accordance with certain norms and values. And when Allah Ta'ala has made human beings as a trustee on earth, it means he's got to govern his life and regulate his life in accordance with the one who has granted him the trusteeship, which is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Therefore, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ هَوَاءُ تَبْعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ. You cannot be a believer until you subject your desires to the laws and the teachings which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has brought down. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا. It does not behove and appropriate for the Muslim and mu'min, male and female, that when Allah and His Rasul has given a particular command, أَيَّكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ, that they have any option in the matter. They can't say, I am free to do so, otherwise than what Allah Ta'ala has commanded. You have no option if you are a believer but to follow Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's command. The moment you submit to the will of Allah, you are not free to do whatever you want. Now look at the vast contrast between what the secular system of education teaches and what the aims and objectives of an Islamic educational system would be. Second, the different and very great contrast. A secular system of education is always rights-orientated. Therefore, in our secular system, in our schools, you are taught from childhood that this is your right as a pupil. This is your right as a child. This is your right as an individual. You grow up, this is your right as an employer. This is your right as an employee. And you must always remember that this particular culture, where everyone fighting for his rights, it always leads to disputes. We look at our present situation in our country. Every day you read a newspaper, there is this conflict between labor and between the business. Why? Everyone is geared up towards his own rights. And this is what has been taught to them from childhood in the secular system of education. Whereas Islam has taught that no, an education is not rights orientated. It is obligations orientated. What are your duties and obligations towards community? What is your duty as a parent? What is your duty and obligation as a child? Therefore, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, be good towards your parents, your children would be good towards you. It teaches you obligation on every step. It teaches you, don't worry about your rights. Fulfill your obligations. And inshallah, your rights will also be fulfilled. However, if your rights are not fulfilled, then to fulfill your obligation and leave your rights towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Because Allah won't question you, why did you not fulfill your rights? Or your rights were not fulfilled. Allah will question you if you have not fulfilled your obligations. So look at the vast difference between the two. One is rights-orientated, one is obligations-orientated. Another very great difference between the secular system of education and an Islamic system of education is that the secular system of education teaches you how to earn. It teaches you how to earn. Everyone who goes into that particular system of education is always worried. He chooses his careers not on any basis how he's going to serve, but how much that particular profession and that particular career I am adopting, how much money it is going to bring for me, how much I'm going to earn from this particular vocation, how much I'm going to earn if I do or become whatever I become, how much I'm going to earn. And there is a fundamental difference when you regard your profession. When you regard your profession would rule your life. It will rule your life to the extent that you would not see the commands of Allah, you would not see your family, you would be a slave to that particular profession because you have been taught that this. It teaches you how to earn. The most that these particular professions are, according to Islam, is it facilitates the way or the means of your earning. It is not the way that you earn, it is not the means of your earning. Or maybe the means of facilitating. It is not the one that create your needs or create to bring about your fulfillment of your needs. Now it teaches you, secular system of education teaches you how to earn. The Islamic system of education teaches you how to serve humanity. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. The best of people are those who through the means of the inclination, through the means of the knowledge that they have, how they can be of benefit to people. One teaches you how to earn, the other teaches you how to serve. Another fourth great difference between, and the contrast between the two systems of education is, a secular system of education, it is premised on pleasure and happiness. You are taught that you must be happy and be it, and enjoy yourself to the fullest. Life is short, therefore make the most of it. Therefore live it to its fullest. At the very little and a very minor occasion, pop the cork, they would say. Everything you will find, it is premised on pleasure. The Islamic system of education is based on qurbani and sacrifice. And we look at the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, and we find that their life was based on sacrifice for higher and greater objectives in life. And that objectives were not only selfish or only for your own betterment, but for the betterment of humanity at large. Then another great difference between the two systems of education is that you would find that Islamic system of education is based on accountability. And the secular system of education brings about heedlessness, neglect. You are never taught in a secular system of education because it is supposed to be free from all types of values or free from all types of religious inclinations. You are never taught that you are going to account for your deeds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that matters there in that system of education is what you like and what you dislike. What you like, it is correct. What you dislike, it is incorrect. Whereas we are taught that no, it is based on accountability, that you have to account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every one of your doings. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَهُ. Whoever does an iota of good, he will see it before him on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍ يَرَهُ. Whoever does an iota of evil, he will see it before him on the day of Qiyamah. It is based on accountability towards Allah. The secular system of education is based on heedlessness and neglect. Then another great difference between the two is that the secular system of education is based on information, whereas the Islamic system of education is based on transformation. Secular system, how much you are informed, how much information you have gathered, what you have gathered, what you have accumulated, that makes you a PhD or an MA or BA. That is now the criteria with regard to your success in the academic field. Whereas Islam has taught us that education is not based on information. It is based on transformation. What a beautiful word. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Do you know who are the learners, says Allah in the Quran? the learned are those who fear Allah the most. They are in reality learned. Otherwise, you can have a whole host of degrees, a whole host of PhDs. But if it does not bring you closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you might have those degrees. But in the words of the Quran and Hadith, you are an informed illiterate. You might be informed, but you are illiterate. Otherwise, how can you answer that a person is supposed to be a PhD? He has all the things, and you ask him, what is his religion? And he will say, I am an agnostic. I do not believe in anything. Is that person intelligent? Can you call him an intelligent person no matter how much PhDs he has? He is an informed illiterate. He is not intelligent in the least. Allah Ta'ala also has a particular criteria for intelligence. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsah wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. Intelligent person is he who restrains his life, who restrains his action, and does deeds which are pleasing to Allah and will benefit him after he has passed away. So the whole system of Islamic education is based on transforming your life. That is not knowledge which takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge is that which brings you closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is based on transformation. The secular system of education is based on information. Allah Ta'ala has made mention of the sect so beautifully in the Quran in Surah Rum. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The people know about the apparent things of the year of the world. مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ. But about the akhirat, the eternal abode, they are neglectful. Can they be intelligent? Their example is like, I have maybe quoted this example previously, but I will say it again. Like a group of university students who went for a boat ride. And the person who was steering the boat was a very naive, simpleton, and an ignorant person. It is a hypothetical incident made mention by Mu'abul Hasan Nadwi Maddazillahul Ali. And when they are going on the boat, the university students started and said, let us poke fun at this particular person who is driving or riding the boat and steering the boat. So they said, after a while, do you know what is history? He said, what history? I know only about the history of my father and mother. More history about the nations, I don't know. So one of them said, quarter of your life is gone. After a while, the second person asked him, do you know what is geography? So he said, I know nothing about geography. So one of the students said, half your life is gone. After a while, someone asked him, do you know what is math? He said, I don't know math. I only know how to take how much it is for this particular ride. I'll take that much money from you. More than that, I don't know. He said, three quarters of your life is gone. And they were still poking fun and laughing at him. When a wave came upon that boat, and the boat was now about to sink. And at that particular time, this boat rider turned around and said, do you know how to swim? He said, we don't know how to swim. He said, your whole life is gone. Never mind, my quarter, whole life of yours is gone. That is the meaning they know about this material world. But in the akhirah, they will be ghafil. It would be of no use to them. It is not something that I'm making mention only of. Lord Macaulay, who was the last Governor General in India, when it came upon this particular subject to teach knowledge in Urdu or the local language or English, he pleaded for English in these words. And he said, we need to create a class and category of people who would be Indian in their accent and in their blood, but they would be European in the intellect and the ideals and the values. Allama Iqbal has said, before you say that is something that some mullah is talking about, Allama Iqbal has said, ye ahle kalisa ka nizam-e taleem saazish hai deen-o murawwat ke khilaaf. This system of education is a conspiracy against iman and faith. Then he further goes on to make mention, and I will conclude with this, in one of his beautiful poems, he has given such a beautiful outline, and then he has given the solution also. He says that, and he gives an example, that he says, the spell of modern education I broke. I picked the net, I picked the grain and left the net. What happens when a hunter wants to trap some animal? It puts certain grains and puts a net over that particular grain. So that when the animal comes, when it wants to pick up the grain, the net and the trap falls over him. And he is trapped. He is entrapped and he can't do anything. But Allama Iqbal says, the spell of modern education I broke. I picked the net. I picked the grain. I left the net. I managed to pick up that grain, but I did not allow the net to fall over me. Only Allah knows like how in the manner of the Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, I sat completely at ease within that environment. What he said is that the system of education was based on threatening you with regard to your faith and your morality. However, Allah gave me that particular intellect and foresight. I only picked out from that education which was necessary and beneficial, and I refused to be drawn and entrapped by that whole value system which is inculcated within that educational system which they wanted to impart upon me. That is the solution. That yes, go ahead, but remember the drawback. Remember the vast contrast between the aims and objectives of the two systems of education. Pick that which is necessary. Pick that which is beneficial. And don't get entrapped in that value system which is entrenched in that educational system. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.